This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition, and we're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And as always, virtually anything goes here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, by the way. Everything should be working at this point.
Seems to be.
Yeah, all of the web forwards are back up, the subdomains, so freetalklive.com back up to 100% capability, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I am too.
The website's such an integral part of Free Talk Live.
More so than I think any other nationally syndicated radio talk show.
I think you're probably right about that.
I think we have the biggest
website. We don't listen to them all, and I don't know how much the other shows promote their website, but I don't think it's 4 or 5 times an hour like we do.
No. And, we have so many users on the BBS. I think we have the largest, I claim when I'm doing sales call that we'd have the largest website of any nationally syndicated radio talk show. If somebody knows different, please let me know.
How about largest? I think it actually might be a fair claim to say that we have the largest website, period, including membership areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because those other talk shows have all their content stowed away in areas where you have to pay for it. I think that you could probably even include the membership areas and say that we have the most content, but we definitely have the most content available for free. For listeners to experience that, I'm pretty sure of this point.
I'm pretty sure we have the largest. Period. How many posts are on the BBS?
130,000.
130,000 posts.
Yeah.
1,200 users.
800 pages on the wiki.
Yeah, that's just a tremendous website.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not saying it's all riveting information, but hey, it's pretty cool.
It's tough to look at. Well, that's the web, right? I mean, it's tough to kill time with. And so kill time with our website for free at freetalklive.com. We're going right into the phone calls here because this is the show about your calls. Zach on the line in South Carolina on the Amplifier line. Hello, Zach.
Hi. I was listening to Monday's show on my iPod today. I wanted to comment on two of the things that you mentioned. The first had to do with the rights. And you said there's no difference between American rights or human rights. They're just rights.
Yes.
And so I was actually talking to one of the political science professors at my school. And it was after our Constitution Day panel yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying to him, well, the government doesn't really give us, the Constitution doesn't give us rights. It merely prohibits the government from taking away those rights. I said, and it doesn't say that government only can't take them away from U.S. citizens. It just says the government can't take away our rights. And so I said, so shouldn't that apply to anyone? And specifically, it had to do with a topic about habeas corpus and allowing the enemy combatants down in Guantanamo to have lawyers and to be charged. And so I actually got him to agree with me. And then the second thing was about the Stratford drug raid a couple years ago. And I actually went to private schools, but had
You're talking about the high school in South Carolina, that one, Goose Creek?
Right, yes.
Where the cops swarmed into the building, they held 150 kids at gunpoint, searched book bags, searched lockers, and just generally terrorized the children there. What about it?
Right. Well, I went to a private school, but had I gone to public schools, that would have been the one I would have attended.
Mm.
And so I had friends there from my neighborhood, and one of them, his sister, actually worked with the police department, and told him like a week before, oh, no, go to school on this day, there's going to be a drug raid.
Are you?
And it turned out that all of the drug dealers knew about it beforehand, and
wow.
So none of the people they were looking for even went to school that day.
Figures.
It's so funny.
They are so impotent, the police. They're just useless.
Well, you can't count on that happening every time, but it's just the sort of thing. You know, it annoys the crap out of all the regular students.
Also, I'm a little surprised that, I mean, the word got out to the high school dealers. You'd think if you were a big-time dealer, you know, you'd have some guys on the inside of the police department that you could count on to give you that information.
Sure.
You wouldn't think the high school dealers would have that sort of connection, but, hey.
Apparently
so. Thanks for the call, Zach. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231.
High school is in secrets. I mean, you know, you find a good secret that, oh, there's going to be a bust next week. That kind of secret's hard to keep. So
I guess.
And who would want to know more than a real live drug dealer?
Well, he was talking about the Constitution, and it brings me to an email from Shane, who we actually haven't heard from in a little while. Shane, probably one of our smartest listeners, says, listening to the archives, I heard you and Mark claim that the phrase citizen of the United States appears nowhere in the Constitution until the 14th Amendment. Actually, I think we said 11th Amendment, but he says this is false. Even in the original articles, we find, and he cites a few of them, no person shall be a representative who shall not have attained the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States. That's in Article 1, Section 2, Clause 2. It's mentioned again in 133, 215. He says, in fact, if we go all the way back to the Paris Peace Treaty, where Great Britain formally ceded all of its land in the colonies to the people of the United States, it uses the phrase, quote, subjects of one and citizens of the other, differentiating between subjects of the king and citizens of the United States. A king who got their rights from the king, citizens who had their rights naturally. The reason for the clause in the 14th Amendment was because the southern states had denied citizenship to the black slaves. The purpose there was that no state could deny citizenship status to anyone born or naturalized there. The same was true for territories which were not yet states. The Supreme Court recognized that this afforded the protections of the Constitution to anyone born or naturalized in the U.S., but then they got very selective, saying that the Second and Fifth Amendments basically don't count. The real evil of the 14th Amendment was that it was basically a punish the South Amendment. The North declared martial law in the southern states and started ruling them with a heavy hand. They knew that the laws they passed would be found unconstitutional, so they drafted the 14th Amendment to make them legal. This was responsible for the centralization of power to the federal government, which, I shouldn't need to say, libertarians are steadfastly against. The southern states were forced under duress to ratify the amendment, or else not be allowed back into the Union, and still be subject to martial law. No court has ever ruled on this, to his knowledge. Also, since the southern states were denied their rightful place in Congress at the time, it's been argued that Congress never properly proposed the amendment to begin with. You're right to be against the 14th Amendment, but for the wrong reasons. If Section 1 was all that there was to it, it wouldn't be so bad. It's the big government, and even racist and sexist other four sections, that caused the problem. So, we were wrong, Mark.
Well, I think we've amended what we've said there to basically say that the first 10 amendments don't include the word citizen.
Right.
And that's sort of what we're talking about.
I thought we had said that the Constitution itself
did. I think we did that first time.
Right.
And, you know, obviously we're wrong.
Okay. Just want to make that clear that we can be wrong here on Free Talk Live. And please don't take our word as gospel. We're just a couple guys in a talk show studio.
Just a couple of guys that do a little research on the internet, do a talk show. We're not gods. We have a philosophy that tends to work in most cases, but, you know, sometimes in a live 3-hour show, 6 nights a week,
something's going to go wrong.
Yeah. You're going to say some wrong stuff.
You're going to get some wrong information.
Mm.
In fact, there have been a few times in the past where we've purposefully put wrong information out on the air, just as fun, and we've made it clear later on down the line, like when we had Gene Ray on. And if you want to hear that archive, you can go to freetalklive.com on the guests page. In fact, you can just go to guests.freetalklive.com and find Gene Ray. He's the crazy old-looking dude with a white hat on that page. And I think it's important to realize that as much as the other talk shows would like to pretend as though they're infallible, that they would like to pretend as though they've got it all, they've got all the information. They're
smarter than all the other talk shows with half their brains tied behind their backs.
That their word is God's word, etc. Please, take them with a grain of salt as well, too. They're just people with microphones as well. That's all. They're just fortunate enough to have gotten some sort of nice little agreement with a syndicate and gotten themselves a talk show on nationwide syndication. That's all they are. They're just people, too.
Mm, I guess we're that fortunate?
We're fortunate. We worked for it.
Yeah, not nearly on nearly as many stations as some, but, you know.
Those guys have serious budgets and big companies behind them.
That's right.
An independent effort, baby. We're doing this all from, third room in the house.
Oh, I know.
And with your money via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, coming up, California suing car makers, the Iranian president, and more. There's a lot to get on the air here tonight. We're going to try and fit as much of it as possible in. And your calls, of course, are primary. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features up and running, including archives. Well, we've got lots of them. An entire year's worth of the show is waiting for you. You just go and download them. It's so simple. There's no membership fee. There's no registering. No hoops to jump through. Like those other talk shows want you to do to get their archives. We give them away an entire year, front page of the site. freetalklive.com. And you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. I mean, you want to talk about somewhere where liberty is going to be happening sooner rather than later. I mean, the Free State Project is it. I mean, just looking at it from the perspective that I've gotten from just the 3 weeks that we've been here now, under 3 weeks that we've been here, I can go here in Keene once per week to an IRS protest. That used to be a once-a-year activity for me back where I came from, and I was the only one doing it. It was me, once a year, out in front of the post office, holding a honk if you hate taxes sign down in Sarasota, Florida. Here, I can go tomorrow, and I can go the week after that, and the week after that, and there's going to be more than just me attending. I mean, that's just one simple example of the difference in activity between the Free State, New Hampshire, or what will be the Free State, and where I came from. I don't know about where you live.
You know, it's the most active libertarian organizations here, pro-freedom organizations, doing everything. They also stopped the stop smoking ban. Think about
yes.
it. In your community, you know, that it seems to be spreading around the United States like wildfire. Different
mm-hmm.
cities and different states are stopping smoking in restaurants and public places, you know, public places, businesses, that kind of thing. They're passing laws on what I can do in the business that I own. Well, who's stopped it in your community?
Yeah.
Because they stopped it here in New Hampshire.
They being a group of non-smokers who stepped up to
mm-hmm.
really fight this. There weren't really very many smokers that were out there doing anything about it.
It didn't
so
take
people
anything
stepping
to go
up.
Through in Florida. The entire state, they made an amendment in Florida.
Yep.
70% of a landslide.
Yeah. Here, the people who stepped to the plate were people that really didn't have a cart in the race. They just have a. They just believe in liberty and freedom every issue, every time, and they're willing to step forward and fight for it. And here's one more example, and it's just interesting picking all these things up here after only being here 3 weeks. Here's one more example. My girlfriend Julia has been working at her job, and just randomly, within the past couple days, a couple of different people that she works with have just started spouting off against the government, just spouting off their pro-freedom beliefs. And she didn't do it. I mean, she didn't do anything to prompt it at all. They just one of them is a girl in her 20s. The other is a guy in his 50s. Just started talking. Like apparently, the guy in his 50s today just started quoting James Madison and Thomas Jefferson.
What?
Just boom, right out, just in the middle of his for whatever reason, just started quoting. So she started talking to him. He pulls a Constitution out of his pocket.
Oh my God!
I'm thinking this stuff doesn't happen in Florida. People don't. If they have beliefs like this, they certainly don't talk about it at work, and they certainly don't carry around pocket constitutions. In fact, that's the second person within 2 or 3 weeks that we've heard of that had a pocket constitution on them. One of the cops had one as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just really exciting being up here. Anyway, freestateproject.org. Hey, here's a quick follow-up for you, Mark. Last week, we brought you the story about the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah.
The U.S. Mint. There was a press release, a USA Today story about the Liberty Dollar and about how the U.S. Mint is claiming that it was illegal, etc. And we talked to an extent about it. We didn't actually have anything official from NorFed, the organization that created the Liberty Dollar.
I was thinking about it today. I don't like the idea that they've made it illegal.
At this point, we do have some information here. And I'd like to say that I called the Mint because on that Mint press release, there was a number down at the bottom mm-hmm. for press inquiries. Call this lady. Well, I called Becky at the Mint, and she called me back a couple days later. So I think I heard from her yesterday, the day before, and she said that she didn't think that she was going to be interested in appearing to discuss this on Free Talk Live.
It's nice that the government can just decide which media outlets we're going to appear on mm-hmm. and which ones are not. As the, you know, they don't have any responsibility to the American people. And, oh, my God, we shouldn't have to answer any hard questions.
Nope. She didn't want to talk about it. So I just sort of held her on the phone for a little bit and just asked her a few questions. I said, well, can I ask you just a couple questions here? And so I asked her, basically, is it illegal in their mind to use the Liberty Dollar, or is it only illegal to use it and pass it off as though it's federal money, as though it's government money?
Right.
And she made it pretty clear that she believed that it was illegal to use it, period.
Okay.
Though apparently NorFed doesn't care what she thinks. Here's their response.
And she's just not even 100%
Sure.
Well, she's the press person. I mean, and as NorFed points out...
She should be ready
out,
to answer questions like that.
And as NorFed points out, she's representing the Mint, and the Mint doesn't have jurisdiction over criminal prosecutions at all. So she's just talking. That's all.
I see.
The United States Mint inadvertently may have done the Liberty Dollar, an acclaimed private non-governmental currency and favorite numismatic item distributed by NorFed Incorporated, a favor by posting a warning on its website on September 14th entitled Liberty Dollar's Not Legal Tender, United States Mint Warns Consumers. The last thing NorFed, known for the Liberty Dollar, wants is for someone to be confused that the gold and silver-based Liberty Dollar has some connection with the federal government's fiat money,
yeah,
which is based upon nothing more than popular acceptance for lack of an alternative. Since the introduction in 1998 of the Liberty Dollar, every effort has been made to promote and market the Liberty Dollar with educational tools by clearly and repeatedly pointing out that the Liberty Dollar is not United States Mint fiat money. It is not legal tender. It's not a coin, not currency in the sense of governmental coinage, and not money in the sense of governmental coinage. And it goes on to say, currency and money have varied dictionary definitions. In its own interest, the Liberty Dollar has every incentive to clarify that the Liberty Dollar has no connection with the feds. And that's what's been done and continues to be done over and over. Any claim of the foregoing would be contrary to the purpose and the function of the Liberty Dollar, which, in addition to its being a numismatic item, is a means of voluntary barter.
Right.
The U.S. Mint warning has apparently been responsible for a gigantic increase in media and citizen attention to, clarification of, and evidently purchase of a lot more Liberty Dollars. Mike Johnson, executive director for the Liberty Dollar, notes that, quote, there has never been such a volume of response, an incredibly favorable response
to
the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, I have one person that I know that uses the Liberty Dollar on a regular basis that, you know, one of the... what do they call people that...
Liberty Associates.
Associates. I haven't heard one of them even suggest for a moment that they were scared to use them.
Yep.
Now that the information's come out, that they weren't going to use them. I haven't heard one negative thing.
In fact, they're claiming that their website hits have gone up by a factor of 10, apparently, recently.
Wow.
The U.S. Mint warning makes big and makes a big and wholly justified, unjustified mistake. At the end of the opening paragraph, it says, quote, prosecutors within the Department of Justice have determined that the use of these gold and silver NorFed Liberty Dollar medallions are circulating money as circulating money is a federal crime. After some introductory misstatements, erroneously relying on 18 U.S.C. 46, the sentence claims that prosecutors with the United States Department of Justice have concluded that the use of the Liberty Dollar violates 18 U.S.C. and is a crime. Leaving aside the fact that the United States Mint has no criminal jurisdiction and no authority to interpret, much less enforce the criminal code, the fact is, nobody in the federal government has ever contacted the Liberty Dollar or anybody responsibly connected with it. More to come. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you need money to help pay for health care costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources, That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the wiki, W-I-K-I. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As I mentioned earlier, there's over 800 unique pages created by you, the listeners. And it's free. So you go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and if you see something that you don't like, well, change it. And if you see something that's wrong, make an edit. If you want to add something to the wiki, you can add entire pages. You can add entire sections if you want to. It's up to you what the wiki becomes. wiki.freetalklive.com. What's a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to this ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to DanCarlin.com. Again, that's Dan Carlin, DanCarlin.com. So talking about the Liberty Dollar, NORFED, the organization behind the Liberty Dollar, coming out with a response, an official release in regards to the U.S. Mint essentially trashing them with their press release last week. And as we predicted, all the attention that the U.S. Mint was giving the Liberty Dollar was only going to be good for the Liberty Dollar. It's only going to turn more people on to the idea that gold and silver-backed currencies, an idea whose time has come again in America.
And the U.S. Mint has no law enforcement capabilities. They print, they coin money. That's it.
Right, and the U.S. Mint was not making clear whether or not they thought the Department of Justice was actually going to prosecute anybody for using the Liberty Dollar. And the reason why they probably weren't making that clear is because they're probably not going to prosecute people. In fact, the United States Mint certainly has no criminal jurisdiction and no authority to interpret, much less enforce, the criminal code. And the fact is that nobody in the federal government has ever contacted the Liberty Dollar or anybody responsibly connected with it to investigate, much less to claim that there's something unlawful about the Liberty Dollar.
Hmm.
I mean, if you were running a business, Mark, and it was alleged that your business was completely illegal, don't you think that somebody would have paid you a visit?
You would think.
Just the opposite. In fact, over and over again, people have inquired of responsible personnel in the United States Secret Service, the Department of the Treasury, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and the United States Federal Reserve, and so on. Just a few of the responses. These are from the government now. An engraving and printing spokesperson said, quote, "There's nothing illegal about this. As long as it doesn't say legal tender, then there's nothing wrong with it." And I think on the same on that same hand, if the individual claiming or trying to use the Liberty Dollar claims that it's legal tender, there might be a problem there.
Yeah.
If they're making false claims, then that's a problem with them, not a problem with the Liberty Dollar. Going on, the engraving braiding, Washington, D.C. Federal Reserve System spokesperson said, quote, "There is no law that says goods and services must be paid for with Federal Reserve notes." That's the Federal Reserve themselves saying that. "Parties entering into a transaction can establish any medium of exchange that is agreed upon." Says Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis official, quote, "If these NorFed people want to issue their own money, so be it."
Hmm.
The Liberty Dollar exists and does so very well with an estimated 20 million worth of gold and silver Liberty Dollars, silver certificates in voluntary circulation as barter, and growing because the Liberty Dollar is not legal tender, it's not connected with any governmental agency, and unlike United States coins and Federal Reserve notes, is not fiat or what some might say funny money.
Yeah, worthless.
So there you go. Essentially, the NorFed is encouraging people to continue using the Liberty Dollar, and I plan on continuing to use the Liberty Dollar as well.
And it looks like there's a great deal of federal ambiguity as to whether or not,
sure,
you know, the United States Mint may be talking out of their proverbial butt.
Yeah, I wonder, maybe there's somebody working in the U.S. Mint that's sort of a friend of the Liberty Dollar. Maybe they knew that that was going to bring them some extra attention.
Well, that seems like a stretch.
It does definitely seem like a stretch. But there you go. There's the update on that story, and it's probably going to be done at this point. I don't think the U.S. Mint's going to strike back. They probably have figured out it. They probably figured out by now that what they've done has just simply increased the demand for these things. And if they really did outlaw them, then they'd become a true collector's item.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That'd be a lot of fun.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Car makers being sued by everybody's favorite socialist state. That's right, California. California on Wednesday sued six of the world's largest automakers, including General Motors, Toyota, and more, over global warming, charging that greenhouse gases from their vehicles have caused billions of dollars in damages. Isn't this great, Mark? The government can just bring a lawsuit against a multi-billion dollar corporation and continue on and press and press and sue and fight, because the government, unlike Toyota and GM, is not going to ever run out of money.
Right.
It's their courtroom.
Doesn't matter. They can just bring charges any old time they want. Some little crappy federal prosecutor, mm-hmm, he can get a good name for himself by suing a big old mean corporation.
Yeah, we're going to save America by suing the car makers. We're going to put them out of business. Oh, wait, do we want to do that?
Who cares, as long as,
yeah,
I'm a senator?
Greenhouse gases, put a stop to this. Dan Becker, director of the Sierra Club's Global Warming Program, says California just passed a new law to cut global warming emissions by 25%, and that's a good start, and this lawsuit is a good next step. Yeah, Dan, it's a good step if you want to get the car makers to leave California. Why would I want to do business in a state where the government of that state is going to be attacking me for doing my business?
Why would you want to live in a state where the government's going to force you to buy a car that costs twice as much?
I don't know.
Because all the R&D that's going to need to go into these electric cars, hybrid cars, mm-hmm, battery-powered cars,
pass
solar
it
cars,
on,
whatever it is that you're driving, it's going to cost a lot of money. You're going to be on the very cutting edge of having to pay for this stuff. And that's always expensive. New technology costs a lot of money.
Well, they're also alleging that the greenhouse gases have caused billions of dollars in damages. Their attorney general, Bill Lochner, told Reuters that he would seek tens or hundreds of millions of dollars from the automakers. So not only are Californians and the rest of us, because I'm sure they're going to pass the costs on to everybody, not only going to be paying for the R&D on the new 25% reduction cars, but they're also going to be paying for the cost of any of the lawsuit. I mean, if the government wins, and I'm presuming they will, because it's the government.
Yeah, it's the government's courtroom.
It's the government courtroom, government prosecutor. It's the government's game, the government's rules. the car manufacturers are going to lose this one, and that means they're going to have to pay out millions, and if this guy gets his way, hundreds of millions of dollars, and maybe that's hundreds of millions for each car maker, so maybe they'll get $100 million from Toyota, $100 million from GM, etc.
Oh my God.
What's that going to do to the price of an automobile?
Everywhere.
And how many...
All over the world.
How many of the citizens of California have any concept of how this works? How many people realize that if Toyota pays $100 million in fines to the California government, that A, first off, they're not going to get any of that money.
Right.
Attorney General Bill Lockyer and his crew are going to get that money, and they're going to do whatever they want with it.
Well, it's either going to go in the general fund, or the politicians right. are going to spend it on some crap.
Right, so Californians aren't going to get the money. Do they realize how many people, how many out of 100 Californians... And out of 100 Americans, how many realize that they're going to have to pay those costs down the line in the form of higher prices when they're purchasing a car? How many people have that economic know-how?
10%?
I don't know. I think you're almost being generous with that 10%. What do you think? 800-259-9231.
Toyota loses $100 million over some stupid lawsuit, plus, don't forget the lawyer's fees, $100 million. Well, in order to do business, in order to make a profit, in order to stay in business and continue producing cars, which is what Toyota does.
Yes, they do it well.
Well, I think so. I really like my Toyota.
I like mine.
We need to
they're
get them
on board
raise...
as a sponsor now.
What's that?
I'd say we need to call them and get them on board as a sponsor.
Yeah,
anyway.
They're going to be falling all over themselves for that.
The moment we've all been waiting for to get advertised on Free Talk Live.
Yes,
okay,
they'll
have
to give us
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to that goes to the bottom line. If they want to make money, they need to raise the prices of automobiles, and that $100 million is going to go in the cost of your car.
I don't know
if it's going to be $100, $500, or $1,000.
What I want to know is what would happen if Toyota told California, F you, we're pulling all of our... distributors out of your state, we're pulling our vehicle out of your state, and we're not showing up in court on Monday. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Nancy in here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And if you want to help support the show, then shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. There's over 30 different categories of products, including their brand new grocery store, DVDs, books, office products, sporting goods, apparel. I mean, you name it. You can probably buy it at Amazon, even including marital aids. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you place your order, we'll get a percentage. Now, it won't show anything about your a percentage of your order is going to Free Talk Live. You'll just have to know it. If you've gone in through amazon.freetalklive.com, it will work. So we appreciate all y'all who have been shopping there, because it's a great way to get all the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. So California suing 6 automakers, charging that greenhouse gases from their vehicles have caused billions of dollars in damages. Attorney Bill Lockyer is seeking tens or hundreds of millions of dollars from the automakers. They are seeking monetary damages for past and ongoing contributions to global warming and asks that the companies be held liable for future monetary damages to California. Now, if California wins this lawsuit, and I'm presuming they will, because as we pointed out, there are government courts, government prosecutors, the government's rules, all the deck is stacked against them.
It just sounds like something they're going to win.
If California wins, and these automakers are ordered to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to the state of California, how many other states are going to file lawsuits?
All of them.
Does that scare anybody out there? Is that frightening to you?
At the very least, you can be sure that Massachusetts and New York will.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea of being able to buy a car in the future. if they win, if every state files a lawsuit, if half the states file a lawsuit and they all win, are these car companies going to be able to pay for the so-called damages? I mean, but I don't know what their finances are like, and I know they're multi-billion-dollar international corporations and everything, but...
But the auto industry's kind of been... I've been hearing rough news for them.
Well, yeah, 0% financing and everything, right?
Yeah, well, 0% financing isn't the indication of a company that, you know, is really, really doing great.
That's somebody who's desperate to move product.
Yeah.
So what are the ramifications of this going to be? And what would happen if Toyota just told California or any of these car makers, Ford, Daimler, Chrysler, Japan's Honda, Nissan, all of them being sued? What happens if they say, I'm not going to show up in court? You know, what are you going to do about it?
It would really be a slap in the face to their franchisees.
By them not showing up in court?
Well, you're just pulling out, basically. You're saying,
I'm not selling any
more cars to California. Oh, you're in big trouble then if you don't just show up to court. Somebody's going to jail.
Who's going to go to jail, I wonder? The CEO? Who would they go after
in that case?
Yeah. Who would they go after? Do they have jurisdiction? They're just California. Unless the CEO lives in California, can California have Texas extradite this guy so they can bring him over to California? I don't know.
Doesn't seem like it.
I don't know enough about extradition and all that.
No, that's civil court.
So if I was one of these car companies, I would say, screw you, buddy. I wouldn't necessarily say we're pulling out of the state. I just say, forget about it. I'm not coming to your court trial. And if you want to go after my distributors, my dealers, then that's your business. But no. No thanks.
Well, they might take loads of cars that came into the state before they were taken delivery by the dealer. They might confiscate them there.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nasty.
Yeah. Which
then they would stop.
But here's my thought is, suppose California does this and Toyota, just Toyota or whichever, all the car makers, pull out of the state. Well, it's not like the people in California don't want cars.
They're
going to get cars.
They're going to drive to Nevada.
Somebody's going to make a business out of delivering cars to you.
Mm-hmm.
Internet sales of cars going to skyrocket.
Yeah. And car dealers on the outside of the border are going to have a lot of business as well.
I don't think car makers are going to lose any business by doing that.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. Here's a few more excuses by the state of California. It noted that California is spending millions to deal with reduced snowpack, beach erosion, ozone pollution, and the impact on endangered animals and fish. You know, it sounds questionable to me, at best, that the car manufacturers are behind this these claims.
Right. Reduced fish, because people are running over them with their cars.
The automakers apparently had no immediate comment. This is just bad news for freedom in America, or at least freedom in California.
Bad news for America.
Yeah.
It's bad news for the world.
If California wins, it's really bad news for the rest of America.
The world.
The lawsuit also marks the latest fight between California and the auto industry over greenhouse gases. The state has adopted rules to force automakers to cut tailpipe emissions from cars and trucks, but those regulations are being delayed by lawsuits from the auto industry. Well, yeah, it's because they don't want to increase the cost of their vehicles. They want to stay competitive as much as possible and bring the final product to the consumer at as low a possible cost.
Yeah, because that way people buy more.
In the complaint, Lockyer charges that vehicle emissions have contributed significantly to global warming, have harmed the resources, infrastructure, and environmental health of the most populous state in the United States. Lockyer, a Democrat.
You know, I wonder, how much would a new car cost? How much would a Lexus cost?
If it weren't for the regs?
If it weren't for all of the federal and state regulations that go into it. The taxes that the governments, on both sides of the ocean, put on these companies. Lawsuits, all these things. How much would the car cost?
I think it'd probably be, if we're talking about a Lexus, several thousand dollars less.
It seems to me it's at least several thousand. It might even be half price.
Oh, look at all the crap under the hood, the catalytic converters and all the other. And now California, I think they have other stuff under the hood in California for their cars.
I believe they
do.
Look
at all that crap that's mandated that they put in. Look at all the airbags. Those cost a couple hundred bucks to put in, I think.
Right, and then they have a button so you can turn them off.
Well, anyway, Lockyer, a Democratic candidate for state treasurer in the November election, says that the lawsuit states that under federal and state common law, the automakers have created a public nuisance by producing, quote, millions of vehicles that collectively emit massive quantities of carbon dioxide. Oh, yes. I am so nuisanced by my vehicle. Oh, obviously the people of California want this lawsuit. I mean, they are clearly nuisanced by the vehicles that they voluntarily choose to drive.
Yeah, God knows.
That they voluntarily have chosen to purchase and get behind the wheel of. Sickness. This is sick stuff, Mark. California's going after gun manufacturers. They're going after auto manufacturers. Nobody is safe. If you're doing business in the state of California, just roll the dice, okay? Because they're going to come after you at some point.
Mm.
After they've impoverished the auto manufacturers and the gun manufacturers, who's next? Who else can they target? Let's go after the food manufacturers because we only want organic food here in California.
Yeah. You might as well open up one of those green businesses, you know, that sells green cleaning products and that kind of thing.
You'd be pretty safe.
Yeah, they won't go after you then.
Maybe Toyota should just rename its line as the Green Line.
Yeah, that'd be good. They'd like that.
Ugh, it's disgusting. And I want to hear from you on this. 800-259-9231. You know, here's maybe one reason why California is looking for a little bit of extra cash. This story, though, out of Texas. Austin, Travis County is considering a pilot program to offer weight loss surgery to its employees. After a review suggested the move could save money in the long run. County commissioners may decide today whether to pay for up to 15 bariatric surgeries per year during a five-year trial. The surgeries, which involve reducing the size of the stomach or rerouting the intestines, would cost about $15,000 to $25,000 each.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the program's obviously very needed, said County Judge Sam Bisco. We do have more than our fair share of employees who qualify. Yeah, I bet you do. That's because government jobs attract people who are lazy and shiftless and want to sit around and collect a paycheck. And so even when the police, who have to pass a physical in order to become police officers, once they pass the physical and get the job, they're police officers for life, basically. So that's why you see as cops get older and older, you know, the young cops, the ones in their early 20s, they're still buff and shaved head and everything, and they look all tough. But when you get into your 30s, you know, your early 40s, you can start seeing some bellies develop on those cops. And you can better believe that that's the same situation that's going on in all the other bureaucracies in the state as well. A bunch of fat bureaucrats sitting around the office.
Sounds like a lot of conjecture.
Shoving donuts in their mouth and drinking coffee all day long. And now they're going to be rewarded by being given free bariatric surgery, free gastrointestinal, gastric bypass is what they call it.
Yeah, well.
Free, I mean, at the cost of taxpayer dollars, of course. How do you feel about that?
I don't see the reason why they should get it, and I don't.
Well, you don't need it.
No, I could use a little.
You don't need gastric bypass, sir. 800-259-9231. We'll give you a few more details and excuses from the bureaucrats on this. But can you believe this? They're going to take your money and give surgeries, cosmetic surgeries, to the government bureaucrats. We'll hear what their excuses are coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like...